I sing in the praise of shoemakers whose honor no person can stain. In every age they dared to engage, and victory still they did gain. No craft in the world can compare with shoemaking, for I declare, who reads but the story will set forth their glory, commending them everywhere. As persons of honored fame and renown, then let not their glory be trampled down. Sir Hugh was a prince and a lover, yet learned the shoemaking trade, which yielded relief when sorrow and grief in travel had made him dismayed. When he of his love was denied, he crossed the ocean so wide, returning soon after, then with the king's daughter, a glorified martyr he died. Thus shoemakers have been true men of renown, then let not their glory forever go down. There's Crispin and brave Crispianus, both brothers and sons to a king. In sorrow and woe from court they did go, when under a shoemaker's wing. Protection and safety they found, for prentices straight they were bound. Disguised like strangers from perilous dangers, this harbor of safety they found. Thus princes of honored fame and renown, hath shoemakers been that was heirs to a crown. Young Crispin, he won the fair daughter of great Maximinus, for who admitted could be but fairly he to draw on fair Ursula's shoe. That honored lady of fame, for when to the palace he came, he soon was admitted, the shoes being fitted, this royal young beautiful dame. Besought him for marriage, though heir to the crown, thus shoemakers have been brave lords of renown. His brother went forth as a soldier, well armed to the Gallican shore, where thousands he killed, they never beheld such conquering courage before. The work being speedily done, and the enemy forced to run, their general gallant, courageous and valiant, was likewise a shoemaker's son. Thus loaded with honored fame and renown, then let not brave shoemaker's glory go down. Sir Simon, Lord Mayor, fair London, he was a shoemaker by trade, who, while he was major, the truth to declare, a dinner of fritters he made, inviting the prentices all, who readily came at his call. That day they were merry with bowls of canary, for he from his word would not fall. Thus good Simon Nyer of fame and renown, he was a shoemaker and lord of the town. Thus valiant and noble shoemakers the city and court did adorn. For deeds they have done, a shoemaker's son, I tell you he is a prince born. There's no other trade in the land had ever such royal command. For honor and glory, then read but the story, then you will soon understand. That shoemakers they have been famed for renown, then let not their triumph and honor go down.